This is a CKTZ News Update. Community theater group Theater Quadra is busy rehearsing for its production of the Bob Fosse classic, Chicago the Musical. It'll be staged at the Quadra Island Community Hall on May 5th, 6th, and 7th. Linda Lolliker is the assistant producer, as well as the chair and treasurer of the steering committee of the Quadra Island Recreational Society, which oversees Theater Quadra. She says Chicago the Musical is by far their most ambitious project to date. Heidi Ridgway is the director, producer, and choreographer of the elaborate production. She'll also dance in some of the numerous numbers featured throughout the play. Lolliker explains how Theater Quadra arrived at deciding to stage Chicago the Musical.
We were inspired by Heidi Ridgway, mostly. She's been a valuable and committed member of Theater Quadra for years and has been in many performances along with directing and producing the Rocky Horror Picture Show back in 2015. And she pitched the idea to our steering committee, which is a steering committee of the Quadra Island Recreational Society. And we said, she had such a good track record, we said, you betcha, Heidi, when you're ready.
Great. Now, what are both of your roles with Theater Quadra and in this particular production?
I am the assistant producer. My role has been shared with another person because of how much work it is. But my role with the steering committee as I've been the chair and the treasurer for quite a few years. And I'm doing a bit of costuming and a bit of everything.
And how about for you, Heidi?
I am directing, producing, choreographing, and I think I'm actually going to dance in a couple of numbers as well, just to fully round out the whole experience.
Oh my. Now, would it be safe to say that this is the most ambitious production ever staged by Theater Quadra in terms of the cast size and how elaborate all these scenes are with all the dance numbers?
Definitely, I would agree 100%. It is the most elaborate. The only thing that's even come close was in 2011 when Mamma Mia was staged here on Quadra, and certainly was a very big cast and musical numbers, but not the choreography.
And what do you see, either Heidi or Linda, about the biggest challenges? And perhaps both of you would care to chime in on that.
For me, as the choreographer and director, the biggest challenge has been trying to fit everybody on stage and trying to take numbers that are normally choreographed with six men and turn it into 17 females and two guys. So it is. I've made it more complicated than it had to be so that we could include more people in the production and have a more inclusive experience for everybody. And as well for dancers of all levels of experience. We have absolute novices that have never been on stage before to people who are triple threat veteran pros almost.
Wow. And how many people are actually involved in the entire production?
There's almost 70 people altogether. The cast right now is 28, and then there's a crew of about 30 people as well.
For those who may not know, the whole theme of the Chicago the Musical is that it takes place in the Roaring Twenties, and I guess there are two accused murderesses who are vying for the attention of their described as charismatic lawyer. I'm just curious about what drew you to that actual theme or that sort of a plot in a theater production.
Yeah, it wasn't the theme. So the thing that you may or may not know about, Chicago was a readaptation. It was a musical adaptation of a play called Chicago that was basically a dark satire about the corruption of America and the Chicago specifically at the time and the court system. But it is written, directed, and choreographed by one of my all-time favorites, which is Bob Fosse, who's a very stylized, very specific style of dancing. And one of the other things that is so fantastic about this show is that the original people, the original two stars were Chita Rivera and Gwen Verdon, who was Bob Fosse's muse. And Gwen was 50 at the time, and this was back in 1975. And Chita Rivera, who you would know from West Side Story, very famous Broadway star, she was 40 at the time. So these two iconic roles were created for women of any age. And in this day and age, that's a tough thing in Hollywood. So that is one of the things, being an older lady, dancer, that really excited me about it. It's also, Bob Fosse loved strong females, and they're both very strong female characters. And I think the message of it all in the end is believe in yourself and go out there and take the world by storm. And those are great qualities. The irony of it all is that it was, the finale song is actually Nowadays. And in one of the lines is in 50 years from now, which is almost now, things are going to change. But the reality is that things are even worse today than they were then in relation to the star criminal, that celebrity criminal that we could all talk about down south and we all see blasted across the news every day. So a kind of comical look on today through the lens of this amazing dancer. So that's one of the other things that I really love about this show. And the irony of that is because it's 50 years ago, they are talking about the Fosse Foundation, because Bob Fosse passed away, are talking about doing a reversion, a remake on Broadway. And when we applied for the royalties, one of their stipulations was is that we were not allowed to do any paid advertising, which, to be really honest, Greg, is why we're talking to you. Even though, to be honest, we've almost sold out our three shows, we were concerned about bringing people in because we weren't allowed to put any ads in. So it's a very interesting concept for community theater and musicals.
I have to say congratulations on the pre-sales. That's amazing. And thank you for pointing out, too, that the original story was written back, I believe, in 1926. And then, as you say, it was turned into a musical in 1975. So, yeah, we're going on 50 years. I'm just curious, too, how long the actual group Theater Quadra has been producing plays for.
So in 2011, there was a grassroots group of people that got together and pulled Mamma Mia out of the bag and performed it on the stage. And prior to that, we'd had in the 80s Quadra Players, but had folded and wasn't active. So Mamma Mia basically drove the heightened interest in the community to get back into theater. And since then, we have performed 29 various different productions, some of which were lip syncs with Cortez Radio. And so, yeah, since then, we have been an active theater group doing everything from pantomime to big musical productions. Thank you to Heidi's driving interest in that concept. We've done Take 10 festivals, and we try to really, it's amateur theater, it's a small community. We try and engage people in stepping out into some of the smaller roles, and we have a very talented community. A band that's performing in Chicago is all local band members. It's just really such a great community that gets involved.
Okay, now just a final question, and that is, what are you hoping that audience members take home after they go to see Theater Quadra's production of Chicago the Musical?
So for me, I want them to walk away, like with any good theater, I want them to laugh, because it's a very funny play. People don't realize it's a musical, but it's very funny. So I want them to laugh, I want them to cry, and I want them to walk away singing all those songs. Because once you hear them, you will never forget them. They are classic, amazing, fantastic songs. The score is phenomenal. And as Linda said, we have a seven-piece live band. Our leads are, yeah, they're all stars. I'm really proud of them.
From my perspective, I've witnessed the joy and the sheer pleasure of watching your community members put themselves out there and perform in front of an audience. And the joy of seeing those close friends, family members, and talented people, just to really reflect on that and want to come back and want to get involved and be a part of our theater group.
Wonderful. Heidi Ridgway and Linda Lolliker, thank you both so much for speaking with CKTZ News. And best of luck with Chicago the Musical.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.